And then the house curtain rises to reveal a New York City street. It's the front of a dreary red brick building with a sign on it that says Municipal Orphanage Girls Annex. It's a winter night in February of 1920. And as the lights come up, a man in a dark overcoat and a woman wearing a hooded cape come out of the shadows from stage left. And they steal up to the front stoop of the orphanage. The woman is carrying a swaddled baby in a wicker basket. And they put the baby down on the steps. And rather reluctantly, the woman snaps the front casting of a locket that she has off and hangs the broken locket around the baby's neck and kisses the baby and says, "My locket, I'm breaking it in two, this part around her neck and this part I'm keeping so they'll know for sure when we come back that she's our kid." And the man is rather nervous and he says, ring the bell, so they'll come out for her right away." And they ring the bell and leave this little baby in this basket on the front stoop. And as soon as they're gone, the door opens and a lady called Miss Asma, who is the proprietress, the directress of the orphanage, comes out and sees the baby in the basket. And she says, "Oh, good grief, another one with a note." And she picks up the note and it says, "Annie, so you called Annie, huh? Please take very good care of her. We'll be back to get her soon." I've heard that one before. And the baby begins to cry and she says, "Shut up, Annie. You're an orphan now, you little brat." And she picks the baby up and takes her into the orphanage and slams the door behind her. And over the final bars of the overture, we hear a montage of sounds that take us from the 1920s to the 1930s.